The Outlet, the voice of Central.
Welcome to The Outlet. I'm your host, Brent Harbour. In this podcast, I'm speaking with Kevin Harding, president of the Alexandra Clyde RSA. With Anzac Day approaching, we're talking about the planning behind the events in central Otago. Kevin tells us about the importance of various elements, including bugle players, school involvement, and the significance of community support. We'll also talk about where funds raised go to and how they help support veterans and their families.
Local voices, local info, The Outlet, the voice of Central.
Morning, Kevin. Welcome to The Outlet podcast.
And good morning to you.
Now, Anzac Day is upon us again. So for many people, it's kind of a one-day event, but I'm sure that it's been on your radar a lot already this year. So when does the planning for this begin, Kevin?
Well, the planning for next year's services starts the day after Anzac Day. This also includes Armistice Day planning.
So what does the planning involve?
The planning involves advertising, communication, organising, road closures, service groups, speakers, pipe band, RSA singers and 100 other groups. I became the Alexandra Clyde RSA president just 2 weeks ago. Totally unexpected, but I have a top committee and we will get there.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. There are so many elements that you have to sort out. You know, from school involvement, there's bugle players, service people. So how important is it to have all of those elements ticked off?
That's work in progress, but very important to have everyone on the same page.
How difficult is it to find a bugle player or enough bugle players to perform at each of the locations, Kevin?
This is a question that I can answer only from our Alexandra Clyde area, and we are so lucky to have Christine Wright. We've had Christine with us for many years, and she plays the last post with perfection, and she's probably out in the paddock now practising in front of her mob sheet.
That sounds great.
Very dedicated.
That's brilliant. So how many locations are there within central Otago that people can go for a dawn service or a later service, as the case may be, to pay their respects?
All the central Otago services are on page 5 of the central Otago news, and they'll probably get what they need from that.
What are the times for each service in central Otago this year?
Once again, I can only answer that from the Alexandra Clyde area, and the dawn service starts at 6:45 a.m. at the Lower Clyde Dam Lookout, followed by a reflaying service at the Clyde Cenotaph, followed by the Alexandra service at 10:30 at the Monument.
Tell us about the support that these ceremonies receive every year, including, you know, from the younger generation.
Well, there's a bit of a big answer here, but hang on to your hat. I first became involved with RSA and Anzac parades in the mid-1970s. I was part of the very first Cenotaph Guard as a territorial soldier. The parade back then consisted of mainly World War I and World War II veterans. Later, it was Korea and Vietnam veterans, and slowly, most of them have passed away. Now, those who completed compulsory military training in their 70s, 80s and 90s, a lot of them struggle to complete the march. If it wasn't for the support of the service groups, the 50 Squadron Air Cadets, the Scouts and Guides, the schools, they are the ones that make up our numbers and will see us into the future.
That's great. Leading up to the big day, there's also Poppy Day, which is something that everybody gets involved in. So how well supported is that within central Otago?
Well, we're right in the middle of it now, and it's very well supported in our area, and our locals are very generous.
Where do the funds go, Kevin?
The poppy money goes into a trust account and is used to support veterans, their families, and those in need throughout the year.
Where will people be able to support the Poppy Day cause this year?
Well, there are plenty of outlets in Alexandra and one in Clyde. There will be 50 Squadron Air Cadets walking the streets and canvassing the business areas, which is a great help to us.
Look, can I just thank you for all the work that you and the RSA do? You do a magnificent job, and I'm really grateful for chatting to you today.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much, Brent.
And a reminder too, you can get all the information on the Anzac Day services by clicking on Things to Do on the Central app.
On Buzzsprout, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. The Outlet,
the voice of Central.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Outlet. Now, if you have a story or an interview you think should be featured on The Outlet podcast, get in touch by clicking on the Contact Us button on the Central app. The Outlet is produced and published by the Central app and supported with funding from the New Zealand Public Interest Journalism Fund. The Outlet is available on the main page of the Central app and wherever you get your podcasts.